I want to bring to you another story which is in the papers in the front of the Sun today. And Jason Johnson is the reporter who's been writing this story. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's a very worrying development, Jason, for a family over the weekend in the Craigavon area. Just remind us what happened.
Yeah, absolutely chilling. So it's Drumbeg Estate, Craigavon, Friday night, Saturday morning, 2:30 a.m. A mother asleep in bed. Her 2 week girls are with her. One is six, who's along the bottom of the bed. A 4-year-old beside her. Her partner is asleep on the sofa downstairs. The little girls, the 6-year-old girls' feet start twitching a little bit, and the mother sort of comes half awake and opens her eyes. What she sees on the floor, just down the bed a little, are black socks and jeans of a man standing there. She's thinking, you know, my partner, whatever. And then she thinks, hang on, my partner doesn't wear jeans. So she, as she put it, forces her eyes open because she was so terrified about what she might be about to see. And there's a man there who is leaning down with his hands on her 6-year-old daughter, as if he is about to lift her. The covers have been pulled back. She challenges him. She says, "Who are you?" He freezes, as if, you know, the way she put it, as if he thought that she might not be fully awake and he didn't want to sort of disturb her anymore. She challenged him again. He starts making his way out of the room past her. She tries to scream. The scream doesn't come. He makes for the stairs. Then suddenly she comes to life, springs out of bed, runs after him. She said she was on the second stair by the time he was at the front door. He had pulled the curtain back and was pulling at the door. She started screaming for her partner, who starts to rouse in the living room. The guy gets the door open. He's out into the yard, pulls the gate. There's a little clip on the gate, but he doesn't bother with that. He just pulls the gate, breaks the gate, and out onto the street. The partner arrives, runs out, but, I mean, he's in his bare feet. He's no idea what's just happened. He comes back in, gets his shoes on, goes back out again in search of this man after she says what's happened. So the lady goes back upstairs to check on her kids and check on her 14-year-old son, who's in a different room, and notices the bedroom window is wide open. And it seems to be that this man had got a ladder from the neighbour's property, spotted an open window and put the ladder up and climbed in, a bit of an opportunist. But the kind of the chilling thing about this is the way the mother put it, if he was an opportunist, he walked past a couple of iPhones and maybe other equipment, and the one thing that he decided he very much looks like he wanted to take from that house was her daughter, you know.
It is spine-chilling to think that that child could have been snatched. It's also worrying to think that a person like that is on the loose. Now, as you said, they were in their stocking soles, so maybe he removed his footwear to tiptoe across the room. Maybe he was someone who had a bizarre way of dressing. But the police are looking for a person who's been described as a skinhead.
Yeah, shaved head, age about 28. He was wearing a kind of a cream shirt. She didn't get a good look at his face, really just the side of his face when he opened the door and the light hit him. His shoes obviously weren't on his feet. They are somewhere, and he bolted from that house. So at what point and where the shoes came off is part of this investigation. What was most chilling about it for me was they let the girls sleep, the next morning, you know, after they contacted authorities and everything else, she sat down with her and said, you know, what do you remember about last night? Do you remember anything? And the wee girl says, yeah, Mommy, you know those things you put on your hands? And she said, yeah, like gloves. And she says, yeah. She said, there was this man, and he had these gloves on. And he was like rubbing my arms, and then he stroked my hair, and then he lifted my arms and put them behind my head and said, come with me. You know, he didn't whisper it, apparently. He said it quite clearly. The little girl said he said it quite clearly. And it was at that point that the woman woke up. You know, how fortunate we are that you know, this woman did wake up at exactly that point, because this guy, it just very much seems that he was only a matter of seconds, really, from lifting that guard up and making his way out the door with her, you know.
Yeah, very similar, is it, compared in the paper to the snatching of little Maddie McCann. Okay, little Maddie McCann didn't have the benefit of her adults being in the vicinity at the time, but there were other children there. But it seems to be that same sort of creeper type approach, and the child being the principal target. In the Craigavon area at this moment in time, families must be very concerned, Jason.
Absolutely very concerned. There was a lot of talk on social media, a lot of people bringing his description to light and sending this around the place. The lady's partner, when he went out, he came back, he had a good look around the area, but there was no one on the streets, unfortunately. So it doesn't look like many people will have witnessed this, but there is one lead, apparently. There is a resident not far away who around the same time heard dogs barking and looked out, and there was a man getting a lift with another man. He sort of seemed to be fairly quickly getting into a car and it drove off. So it's possible there's somebody else involved, if indeed that's connected at all. So, one or two leads may be emerging, but obviously this is a... You know, for people in the area, there are, huge concerns.
Totally, totally. Jason Johnson, thank you very much. Jason Johnson from the Sun newspaper. If you know absolutely anything about that man who entered the house, or indeed any accomplice that he may have had, if you could contact the police immediately. You can get through to the police quite easily on 101, but they would like to hear from you. We're going towards the news now.